Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, September 5th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepare these messages right from our home office here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. It's again a beautiful day today, and we enjoy sharing God's message with you. Today we title the message, Enjoying Detours. Our scripture text is from James chapter 1, 2 through 4.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
Yesterday I was talking with a man who told me he had once been asked to head up the sign ministry of his local church. His duties included placing the message on the sign on the highway in front of his church. Having recently come out of the world, he was still a bit rough around the edges, and frankly still is. And he posted a clever message on the church sign that he thought would be a good witness. He used to play on the words that resulted in this message, a church that raises hell. Well, if you were looking at the text today, you would see that he used the spelling R-A-Z-E-S instead of R-A-I-S-E-S, which would be a true statement. However, he told me the pastor politely asked him to change it since it would likely be misunderstood by passers-by. Well, in this series, I periodically mention that I especially enjoy reading expressions of faith on church signs, farm silos, and the colorful signs that homeowners, usually farmers, place along the road. Our area is replete with evidence of the Lord's people seeking to express their faith in this way. Many have messages that pack a powerful punch, such as the one I saw that simply states, contentment is enjoying the scenery while on a detour. Well, this brings to mind the words of Paul in 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. Godliness with contentment is great gain.
Life does have detours, and some of you are on one right now, even as you listen to us today. I consider a friend who's in transition the last several months. This morning, Stephen spoke to him on the phone. He's dealt with the situation of unjustly losing the job he had for many years and is now transitioning to a new line of work. But thank God he has kept a faith-filled, positive outlook throughout the experience. A great lesson for us. Of course, many of you are in some type of employment transition as well. Some of our listeners are on an educational detour. Still others are dealing with unanticipated health problems, so your detour now takes you to people and places previously unknown to you. Life's detours bring about a change of perspective that would be unknown if one always traveled the familiar tour. And I attest to that with the breaking of my ankle months ago. I really learned a lot that I didn't know before.
Yeah. The daily text is one of the first scriptures I memorized as a young Christian. I recall reading a book titled Power in Praise that developed a theme of praising God and expressing thankfulness in the very midst of trials, or as we're calling them today, detours.
Contentment during the trial doesn't mean that we don't pray and seek a resolution to our problem. Certainly, if I'm on a detour when traveling, I still have a goal to arrive at the proper destination in a timely fashion. But while following the detour, I can choose to be annoyed by the change of routine that requires extra time, or I can simply enjoy the new landscape on the way to my final destination.
The key to, quote, enjoying the scenery, end quote, during life's trials is based on two foundational truths that should be the bedrock of our faith. We must be firmly persuaded that, number one, God is in absolute control, and he most certainly is. And secondly, that he is ultimately fulfilling his purpose in our lives.
Notice the progression of purpose in our daily text. Number one, the trial is a testing of faith. Secondly, this testing of faith develops perseverance. Thirdly, perseverance must finish its work. And lastly, this work makes us mature and complete, not lacking anything.
So today, if you're on a winding, bumpy detour, sometimes painful, may have the perspective of the Apostle James and consider it pure joy. And also experience this outlook. Contentment is enjoying the scenery while on a detour.
Let's all pray together. Father, it is not by mistake, but by your design that we experience the detours of life that give us perspective in a way that nothing else does. Though we see others who travail in difficulty, it is particularly when we ourselves experience tough terrain that we seek to understand your purpose for the trial we are enduring. Help us to persevere in the midst of uncertainty and unfamiliar terrain. May we find joy in the simple pleasures we overlooked when life's journey was routine and uninterrupted by the dangerous or difficult detours. May the testing of our faith bring about maturity and give us a new perspective that makes us stronger in our faith and more effective in our witness to those around us. May they see a grateful spirit in us even as we undergo difficulty, so that we glorify your name rather than the problem we are experiencing. Amen.
Amen. Well, it seems both Brooksie and I are having a little bit of problem with clearing our voices today. We, as usual, ask your apologies for that. This is a rather home-made type ministry. We purposely like it that way. We're just two very, very ordinary people seeking to let our light shine in this manner. Well, we are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We place these messages up each and every weekday. Oh, we miss a few every now and then, but that's our goal. This is the message we prepared for September 5th. That's Friday, September 5th, 2008. We do have some additional resource materials on the site today that we recommend should you go to it. Some photos, including a photo of a beautiful butterfly that Brooksine took just last night here at our house. We also have some suggested music today and a little bit more perspective than we've actually shared in the message over this podcast. Thanks for joining us today. May you continue to be encouraged and experience real contentment and joy even in the midst of the inevitable detours of life.